Previously on 24.
Did you check the passport information I gave you?
I did. Confirms that Reza Nair has had contact with Syed Ali.
My sister is marrying someone who works with terrorists, and you expect me to act normal?
You could endanger yourself and your family if you let on that anything is wrong.
I understand.
George, we need you to check out a warehouse in the valley.
The substance you inhaled is, it's plutonium.
How much time do I have?
Could be as much as a week or as little as a day.
What's going on out here?
Jack Bauer says that Wald's crew is planning to blow up CTU.
Have you contacted CTU?
Bauer hasn't gotten to Wald yet. If we stop Wald's crew, they may realize Bauer turned them in.
Contact CTU immediately.
I'm never going to let him hurt you again.
Dispatch says you're reporting a child abduction.
She took my daughter.
Describe the suspect for me.
Her name is Kimberly Bauer.
It's kind of messed up. I have the police after me.
Can you get here to CTU?
Yeah, I guess so. My name's Kimberly Bauer. Tony Almeida is expecting us.
You really think you're going to take that building down with three charges? We need to target CTU anyway.
Why are you asking so many questions? We did it, Jack.
Good job, Eddie. Good job.
The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Hello, I'm Sarah Winter. I play Kate Warner.
I'm Carla Spinard. I play Tony Almeida.
And my name is Joan, and I play the bomb. Carlos.
Yay. Introduce yourself, Michelle.
I'm Michelle Forbes. I play Lynn Kresge.
Thank you.
Special assistant to the president.
Special.
Very special.
Actually, I'm Sarah Winter, and I play Kate Warner.
Hey, this is Carlos. I play Tony Almeida.
In case you didn't get the joke.
Look at this guy with his arm.
Just waiting for lunch. No.
I can't believe the CTU blew up so early in the season.
Oh, here, she thinks I'm dead here. This is very, very gripping.
Oh,
her first love. Lost her first love. Oh, there he is. Thanks.
Oh, she thought that was you?
She thought the body was me. It was kind of a lame. I don't think anybody picked up on that, but that's what it was supposed to be.
Oh, but I'm glad that we all know now.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's face was...
This guy's face?
No, the guy that I was walking over, his face was completely charred. It was disgusting. All
right, look, we're going to get you out of there.
Very well done, the makeup.
Is that George?
No, that's Paula.
Oh, that's Paula.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's Sarah Gilbert.
Sorry, Sarah.
Oh, she's stuck in the middle of...
Didn't really look like George.
She looks like she's got a giant neck brace on there.
It's going to take forever. All right, let's do it.
You know, it's hard to get mayhem going and make it look believable.
And
this
bomb sequence really did look amazing.
Yeah.
It was really quite chilling, I thought.
It was unbelievable watching them blow off the bombs because they had two detonations, one on each side of the building. And I think they had like five or six cameras going at the same time to make sure that they got it.
Right.
Because they had one shot. And I remember I was being pelted with stuff all the way on the other side of the CTU from the explosion on the far side. It's pretty cool.
I will say the show is extraordinarily cinematic. Yay, Rodney Charters.
Yay, Rodney.
Tony Bauer had called earlier.
Oh, hey. There she is. Special, what are you? Special,
Special assistant.
Special assistant.
Looking terribly cross
you
all the
time.
You look
very frightened there.
I look cross, not frightened.
No,
everybody thinks I'm so mean.
No, you just look very smart.
He looks cross.
Everybody's cross in the OC.
You guys haven't eaten and slept in
exactly.
a very long time.
Well, this is just 11 o'clock in the morning, right? This is.
Okay, so I think it's like 9 o'clock in the morning or something.
Because of you, Eric.
See, I thought you two
should have hooked
up.
You are angry.
I thought you two should have hooked up, the two of you right there. There's some...
Oh, there's love.
The only kind of love there is, complicated love.
There's sparks.
Michelle, you cannot take your eyes off of him. What's up with that?
I'm dead-eyeing him.
It's angry love.
He was really
he
great.
He was really good.
He was really good. Timothy Carhart.
And your makeup looks fabulous. If I could take it down a notch.
Thank you.
Oh, Xander.
Xander.
Whenever you're ready. Personally, I thought the chance of showing what happens to somebody who's exposed to that hour to hour through a full day, I thought was a great thing. You know, to show the reality of somebody decomposing right before your eyes.
And having to make all these serious choices, these moral choices, life and death choices.
Because, you know, it's your last, you're gone, you're a goner, you know, so what would you do? But also to show the physical deterioration that goes on with somebody who's exposed to that, I thought was great.
I mean, you can't find a better actor to put it in their hands. I mean, Xander's just has always been an extraordinary actor.
Yeah, like a, like what?
What was that?
That was your hand, Michelle.
Oh, I thought it was because they were shooting. They were wrapping up the end of the season.
Oh, no.
I thought it was because they were shooting right outside.
So if you hear any outside noise, we're actually at the stage and they're shooting. We're in one of the writers' offices.
We're in Virgil Williams' office.
He was very kind.
And just to set the stage for you, it's surrounded with Chicago memorabilia.
And some notes about the show and beach chairs.
So here we are.
But any outside noise is because they're, you know, shooting people up, you know. Mm-hmm. 20 feet away.
Wrapping up the season.
Just acting, though.
Just disregarding any freaky sounds coming.
They hit us, George. They bombed CTU.
What kind of damage?
When I came on the show, I actually found it quite liberating to not know what was going to happen, to not know how long I was going to be there. It really, on some level, you just have to surrender to everything, to the story. And I actually find that just fantastically liberating.
Right.
And because I was expected to, you know, I mean, everybody's fair game. So you just kind of show up, do your job, and have a good time.
Clearly, I'm not as evolved as Michelle. I freak out every time I read a script and turn to the last page to see if I'm still alive. But yeah, no, seriously, you have to give up control after a while and trust that the writers will take care of your character, and they do such a great job.
Trust that you know, threw them enough money during the week.
Yeah, you got that right.
You gotta pay them off.
So that's your secret, Carlos.
Oh, yeah.
This is why Carlos drives a Daewoo.
That's right. What is a Daewoo?
What is a Daewoo?
It's something that they give you at the rental place when they've run out of everything else.
Ah. I see we have the obscure comedic stylings of Sarah Winter.
Well, you don't see it on the show. So.
Daewoo.
Okay, this guy looks like Stephen Cojocaro. Do you know who I'm talking about?
He looks like an overgrown back.
Or that. No, you know the fashion...
looks like Kiefer Sutherland.
Diva? No, the guy behind him.
Oh. Is that a Daewoo?
No. Yeah, I can do it. Well, give me the address.
I'm always amazed to see it come together because so many times you're so close to it that you it doesn't seem like it's going to be very good. And although the camera work and the music and the editing and all the different elements that go into it, they just do an amazing job pulling together. Mm. Seriously,
I think what's interesting for me. On paper, I find that the show almost reads, dare I say, a little, it's heightened melodrama.
Yeah, absolutely.
It could almost read like a soap opera.
Yep, no doubt.
On paper. And I had my reservations at first, but it is really extraordinary. Somehow, it doesn't translate that way, and you can almost, and you guys help me out here, you almost feel like you're overacting. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I'm just sitting there milking that cow. Maybe I am, who knows? But what's interesting is, like, read it on paper, everybody else's, you know, what everybody else is doing. And you expect it to be this heightened melodrama, and it doesn't come off like that at all, because they hire such, you know, extraordinary actors. I mean...
They do also, though, I think that part of that is also the way it's shot. I mean, I saw a scene where Michelle and I are on the phone together, in the same room, talking to each other on the phone. It is the boringest scene you'd ever want to see in your life, but I just saw it cut together, and the way they shot it actually made the scene work, you know?
Right.
You feel very taken care of as an actor, because even if you feel like you've done a sort of mediocre performance, they take care of you with the editing, and the camera work is so good, they make us look good. They make us look better than we are.
And it's really great when you finally see it, to see everything tying together, which is something I don't always get when I'm reading it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, really see the specific smaller things that relate to other storylines. Mm-hmm. And it's right. I'm always sort of blown away by how clever that is. Is that a Daewoo?
Way too cool for a Daewoo. Kiefer Sutherland is hot. Did I just say that out loud?
You did.
Whoopsie daisy.
He is kind of hot, isn't he?
He's kind of.
Ooh, Kiefer. Kiefer, the way you talk into that phone.
The Kiefernator.
Kiefernator.
We should talk a little bit about how we talk on the phone a lot on this
Reiko's
show.
Reiko's pretty hot.
Reiko is I'll a funny hot potato.
Okay, Reiko is going to have an extraordinary, does have an extraordinary career. She has a long, long, extraordinary career in front of her, that girl.
Yeah, she does.
She is amazing. I located Joseph Wald. I'm on my way
there now. What about Wald's crew?
They're all dead.
Dead?
This is very unique to 24. We do all of our off-camera phone work. So even though we're on, say we're on Michelle here, Kiefer would come in on the day that she's working, even though he's not on camera, and give his lines to her in the room, which really helps with the energy and gets the timing right.
He brings the car in, too. That's the
He brings the car in. He comes in costume. But I've never done so much phone acting in my life. I'd actually never done a scene on the phone until I was on 24.
Really?
No.
It's, wow. Because it is weird. So different to really have someone there.
It's horrible not to have somebody there.
Yep. Yeah.
I did this little independent film once, and we were shooting at somebody's house, and I was on the phone, and actually my fellow actor was on another phone, like on a cell phone, coming in, and I got call waiting at this person's house while we were shooting. So I answered it. And we cut.
And who was it?
Did you keep it real?
IRS.
I just, speaking of independence, I've worked with this nurse before, this doctor, in an independent, and she was a nurse in that as well. I think she used the same costume.
She comes with, no doubt.
Megan's x-rays indicate other prior injuries, a fractured wrist, several fingers that have never been treated.
What are you saying?
These injuries suggest a possible pattern of physical abuse.
You don't think I did this. You don't think I hurt her.
I'm gonna let the police sort that out.
Understand, Bill, they're limiting access. All we know right now is
it's hard to keep the intensity up, and I think you have to keep it up, not just this episode, but I think throughout the whole show.
Throughout the whole thing.
See, Kiefer is fucking amazing at keeping the intensity going, driving through the whole show, you know? And it's not that hard, because part of what helps that is the fact that when you're on the phone with the real actor on the other end of it, so that the conversations, you're playing the scene, you know? And I think what's hard is that if we had to do these phone conversations and try to keep up that pace and that energy going without having the other actor there to play off of, I think that would be hard.
Very hard.
But, you know, I have to say, you guys in CTU, and well, in every other storyline, you have all of this action to go off of. We don't here in the OC.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do have the special dilemma of this is what we do for a living, and we are cool under pressure.
That's
right. And
That's
to bring
right.
a sense of urgency to that, having to, you know, remain true to our professions when, you know, there's mayhem from, you know, coming at us from all sides, it was a delicate precipice to stand on.
Yeah. Citizens of the United States. Yeah.
You really feel it, though, when I watch the scenes from the OC, the presidential team. You feel the intensity, and you feel that how high the stakes are, even though you remain cool, you can just feel it, and you can see it bubbling underneath.
Right, well, that's what's... I mean,
that's hard.
What
and I think that's what you mean, right, about finding...
Yeah, and they allow the camera to linger, which they usually don't in television. In television, it's all very fast,
exactly.
They want to get to the next thing, and that happens in this as well.
Let you play your moments here.
But they do, they let the camera rest on all of these characters' faces, and they let them, you know, their eyes speak what isn't being said, and I just
I think what's interesting is that the way the show's done is that you do...
No dialogue.
You have your moments of driving intensity with Jack and also with CTU, which allows you to rest. And you actually need a rest.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
So that it allows you to have scenes like this where there is obviously intensity going on, but you let the camera linger.
And you show thought. And they don't do that in television.
Now, I will tell you that the OC...
Well, in some. I mean, I don't want to say... I mean, there's a lot of good television out there. But...
No, we're the best. Can I just say Dennis Haysbert is hot. I said that out loud too, didn't I?
He is hot. Ooh, Dennis. Ooh, Kiefer. Kiefer's back.
I need you to confirm these reports and get them on Nova.
You guys get the best set, though.
Yeah, see, it was an amazing set. But, you know, Palmer's Retreat was a pretty cool set, too. Yeah, very, very nice.
Cool.
Joseph Hodges. Shout out to our pal, Joseph Hodges.
What I love is the whole elevator thing, because, you know, you guys are always coming out the same elevator.
I know.
But there's different numbers on it, yeah. Wait.
And it's
they're
always,
on
it's,
the third floor.
It's always a 4-minute elevator ride as well.
I like that 70s paint feature on that.
Whoa. 70s.
Well, I don't know. Something 70s about it. Something sort of.
It's Southwest.
Very groovy.
No, it's.
Aztec-y.
Oh, it's very techy. Sorry,
bunker.
But I love how the bunker has. Miss Kresge, right?
Yes.
You're responsible for killing a lot of innocent people today. People I work with, friends of mine.
I realize that. Right now, you are the best chance we have of intercepting that nuclear weapon, so I suggest you do your job.
And did you know that the bunker and CTU are only 40 feet away from each other on the soundstage?
Well, they're more than 40 feet away. Come on. Don't exaggerate.
Why is everybody always yelling at me on this show?
That was a great example of the phone, that phone thing that we were just talking about, that phone call between you and him. Dad. Hey, there's me.
There's John.
I never met John.
Oh,
that's another
great
thing about this show,
John's
as an actor.
Great.
I went skiing with John.
You don't get to meet the
You don't get to meet everyone.
Or you might get to meet them, but you don't get to work with them.
No.
What's the big emergency?
John Terry?
But it took a long time for me to meet everyone because of the very nature of the way we
But you're sheltered. I mean, you're very
no.
reserved, sort of, you know, introspective
person?
Type of person.
She never leaves a trailer.
Yeah.
It's true. Now, where was this house? Where did you shoot this house?
You know what? A little trivia. This house
was
is in Toluca Lake.
Oh.
No, Toluca Lake. And it belonged to Bing Crosby.
And then Andy Griffith.
No.
Andy Griffith owned it after
oh,
him.
Oh, Matlock. Yeah. It's a great house. A lot of history. They used to have clam bakes out in the garden. And to this day, there's clam shells in the garden. I mean, this is back in the 40s and the 50s.
Oh, it's like a little Mayberry.
Oh, back when my makeup looked good.
Oh!
Before I started deteriorating.
She didn't mean that, did you?
No.
A man named Syed Ali.
What kind of proof does he have?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
He only called me about this an hour ago. He told me not to tell anyone, but I had to tell you.
Whatever this investigator found, there's an explanation for it. Honey, you hire a man to dig up dirt, he's gonna dig up dirt. That's how these guys stay in business.
What if you're wrong?
I'm not.
How do you know?
There's a scene that comes up in the next episode about where we interrogate Reza, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about this mosque in London, and that mosque was raided about 4 months after we did shot
that's
that
where
scene.
The shoe bomber
and they busted,
came from, yeah. Richard Reed. Right?
You know what? I'm not sure if he did, but the guy they raided, and
South London.
The guy who ran the mosque had the two hooks for arms and the...
Oh, and the eye out?
Yeah. That was the
Mobar
mosque that we actually talked about in one of our episodes, and like 4 months later, it was raided.
Wow. You know, there were times, and I've said this in quite a few interviews, there were times, yay, Philip, there were times where we're sitting in the OC, and we, you know, because I was just an information machine on the show as well, but we would be spouting these statistics, and my blood would just run cold because it was just too close to home. Mm. And it was so frightening. And, you know, 1 minute Jude and Dennis and I are tap dancing or singing. And
right. And
then you go into, we're sitting there and everybody's got their game face on. And my stomach would go a little bit because it was just hitting a little too close to home. It just, I mean, this is just one of those weird magical things that... Who knows how it all comes together? Who knows how they've been so prophetic about so much of this? But it's kind of fascinating. Now, is that a Daewoo?
I'm going to get angry letters from the Daewoo. I guess I won't be being sent a Daewoo anytime soon. I really like Cadillacs, though, if you're listening.
I don't know what to say.
I don't either. I'm speechless.
The truth is, right now, if I didn't have to talk to you again, I'd be happy. But the IT people need to access the data stream Paula was working on. It's on your system, so we need your password.
My password?
Yeah.
Hendrix.
It's with an X?
How else would you spell it?
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks,
Sarah Gilbert, I thought. instantly created this character that was so quirky.
She did a beautiful
and
job.
And so funny in the context of this show. I mean, you know, it's hard to find humor in this show. I mean, Xander actually is wonderful at it. He gets great stuff. His character is wonderful. But Paula, right off the bat, came off and had this great sort of sense of humor about her character. And so it was, and she was so excited to be on the show too, and she's really fun to work with, and so yeah, it's so sad when people get killed off.
That's one of the hardest things about the show is that anybody's fair game, so you expect to say goodbye a lot on the show.
I mean, I always say this. I when I did the pilot episode, the first season. And we started the season after that. I really just treated it as if I was doing a film, and you know, it was going to be over any day. So just enjoy every day of it and have fun. And when it's over, it's over. And certainly don't treat it like a TV series, you know.
And I think that's really great as well, because there's one thing I never really believe about TV shows. I mean, now there seems to be more of a revolving door, but still, it's a little. It's not quite true to life, and I do find this very true to life in the sense that so many people come in and leave.
Yeah.
And but it was a little daunting at first, because I'd look at these call sheets and I was like, where's the instruction manual? How many people are in this show today? We're shooting two sets. Right. There are like 48 actors.
Oh yeah, right. The two unit days.
It keeps lively, though.
But it makes it feel really true to life that you'll have somebody come in and be very important for four episodes.
Uh-huh.
And that you really invest in. And
it's unpredictable.
And that is one of the wonderful things is the guest stars they bring in on the show are people that maybe you've never seen before, but they're just fantastic actors. And
stellar acting.
You know, the other thing about other TV shows is that this, you know, I think I watch other TV shows and sometimes you can think, wow, they've really seemed like they've settled into almost like a rut going on, you know? You know, because if you do it for whatever, some of these shows go on for 5, 6, 7 years.
Too long.
And you really can't settle into a rut on this show because it's just constantly changing. And
yeah, exactly.
What makes you think anyone told me to do anything?
Because there's a nuclear device somewhere in Los Angeles set to go off today. That's right, Joe. CTU is a secondary target.
I've learned so much on this show. I can't even tell you. I've learned from the other actors. I've learned from the directors. And I've had some really wonderful experiences and unexpected experiences with the guest stars, the day players, you know. A lot of them come from the theater or film work or other television work. It's such a wonderful, collaborative, creative experience coming to work.
I've taught a lot of people.
I was going to say, I just learned so much from Carlos.
Carlos runs seminars on the weekends.
And I don't even work with him. But I show up to watch him work because I just feel so much more informed.
The Carlos Bernard School of Acting on 24.
I remember when they were casting this dog.
I learned
that
from
was
the
my
dog.
First week. And I remember when they were casting this dog, and apparently somebody was supposed to kill the dog. I think this is why I didn't watch this episode.
He just shot him right there.
No, he did not.
He did. He just shot him.
And Kiefer shot him?
Shot the dog.
Okay, I'm upset.
It's a pit bull. What are you going to do? I mean, no offense, pit bull.
Love
honest,
him.
But, you know, you see a pit bull coming at you,
kiss
you
him
shoot
out of
him.
His rage. Pet him and kiss him till he's happy.
Yeah, well, his jaws are clenched around your neck.
But I remember I watched them actually do a casting call for the dogs. They had, like, a German Shepherd and a pit bull.
That's funny. Is there a union for dogs? There must be.
I don't know if there's a union, but...
I don't know.
I think they pay their dues in kibbles and bits, no?
Open the door, Joe.
I'm here all week, folks. Don't forget to tip your waitresses.
When they do the tally for how many people Jack Bauer's killed, did they include the dog?
Say what again now?
They've done a tally. They do a running tally of how many people Jack Bauer's killed, and I wonder if they included Pitbull.
I'm going to get on that.
There's actually a guy in a dog suit, I think.
Oh!
This is Philip Reese, who's...
No, that's Jack.
That's Jack.
Oh.
He's pickaxe.
Okay, he's like Philip from the back.
If there's...
I thought we were back at
this
the CTU.
This is the day that Kiefer couldn't make it to work. You know?
And Philip had to stand in.
Had to stand in and do the pickaxe.
I see Sarah in this scene. No, 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 that's not Sarah.
Oh, hello. I'm just another blonde on the show.
I know, it really is divided between the blondes and brunettes, isn't it? Yeah. It was like very, very blonde or very brunette.
I tell you what about Alicia. I have to say this about Alicia. Alicia is so good to pull off.
To elevate,
she pulls
the
off on
the
show, man. Yep. I'm telling
to
you.
To elevate this.
Yep.
She is really
she has
good.
A tough job and she pulls it up.
She's another one got a long career in her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's as lovely a person as she is an actress. She's just so great.
Oh, come on.
Down to earth. And she's hot. Stop making excuses for him. Stop
denying what's happening. This isn't your problem, Kim.
They found other things on Megan's x-rays.
They think she's been abused. I think so, too.
Carla, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The hospital's called the police. They're on their way. You should be here when they...
When the show started off, of course, I was the bad guy. Everybody thought I was a bad guy.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah. And, well, everybody thought I was, you know? And then, and they just keep developing the character... Just in a great way. I mean, the writer's just been fantastic about that.
John.
But it's great, but part of that thing is that what you were talking about before, Michelle, is that not knowing what's going to happen. You sort of put your trust in...
Yeah, totally.
The episode you're working on. I mean, what I would do in the first season, especially, was I would leave options. I would do certain things that could be construed as bad or good, you know what I mean? And leave... sort of an option for both ways depending on where they took the story.
There's a lot of opportunity to have gray and explore the gray areas because we don't know where we're going.
Right.
But by the way, Carlos, people still think you're bad.
Yeah, I know.
Don't talk about that in past tense.
Yeah, I'm kind of bad. Don't you know it, Michelle?
I know it, darling.
Because she's bad, too.
She's worse.
Lynn Cressage.
I'm bad good.
Lynn Cressage. Kresge.
This is bad news.
Lynn Kresge. Is that really what you want, Joe?
Thought you wanted to give the power back to the people. Isn't that what you used to say? Who do you think's going to be at ground zero, Joe? You're not fighting the federal government.
We're talking about innocent people. How many of them are going to have to die for you today?
100,000? 200,000? No, I don't think so.
I think it's going to be a lot closer to a million. Once you
My sister, played by Laura Harris, who's such a beautiful and wonderful actress, and I love her, ended up being a terrorist, and I had no idea from the beginning. I was really thrown for a loop, and I thought it was just so wonderful because they set up her fiancé, Razor, to be the big bad guy, and he's the one that I'm suspicious of, and he happens to be... Middle Eastern, and I just thought it was really gutsy to it turn out not to be him, but my blonde, very white, very privileged cheerleading kind of sister. I thought it was.
Wait, she was a cheerleader.
Well, I'm being.
Nobody told me.
I'm being general.
That was a whole hint.
I mean, Tony would have been macking on her had she was... he'd known she was a cheerleader.
Hey, you guys, watch Kiefer here. This is so hard what he's doing.
Oh yeah, seriously. What's so funny is that action. You know, it's amazing to me is that. People like Harrison Ford, who've done mostly action movies his whole career, never get nominated for anything.
It is the hardest stuff to do.
Yeah. And
to take those probable situations and make them believable and real.
And he makes it look so easy, and so does Kiefer, that, you know.
Kiefer just, yeah.
Don't really like me very much, do you?
You know what? We were on a flatbed truck. We weren't actually driving in this part. And, I loved working with Philip. This is Philip Reese. He plays Razor. You and I, we
never really... Very lovely. Very smart
just
guy.
Just lovely. And the big tip-off for me, though, should have been that he drive a red convertible. I mean, what terrorist in their right mind would drive such a fancy car? But...
Cover up.
I know.
What if he was driving a Cadillac?
Yeah.
Then what?
Entirely different. Then he would have been my fiancé. I do like this car, though. Mm. Obviously, went on a flatbed in that shot. But I think at this point, I knew that my sister was dirty.
You did at this point?
Yeah,
no.
I think.
No,
way.
No?
Come on.
How
what
long?
Are you talking about? You think he is. You're terrified
not
of him.
Not my character. Me, the actress. Hello.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm talking Sarah, okay. Not Kate. No, I'm terrified. And he's.
But you knew at this point? This is still so early.
No, I think I had an inkling.
You did?
I had an inkling.
Well, she was told. She knew.
Yeah, I think I had an inkling because she was acting kind of funny.
Uh-huh. Oh, she was told?
She was told because she had to audition to be able to do both things. They made sure that she was able to do both.
I did not know that.
They weren't specific about it, though.
No, they weren't.
Oh, is that what she was saying at the Paley thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you were paying attention.
This is out in Thousand Oaks, I think. It's a new housing development community.
I just bought for Marie as a wedding present.
Philip actually...
It's like Poltergeist.
As a little backstory, it's very Poltergeist. Philip almost died about 6 weeks after this, after we shot this.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
And he lived, thank God, but it was a really scary moment. He had to come to work not too long after.
I know, I heard he dropped like 30 pounds.
Yeah, he dropped like 30 pounds, and he had a tooth operation, an operation on his tooth, and got an infection. But he's okay, thank goodness.
Bless him, bless him.
Bless him. Miss you, Philip.
She's hemorrhaging internally. Staunched the bleeding, but once we lifted
Paula,
it up,
Paula,
damn,
Paula. I miss Sarah Gilbert. I thought she was developing something really wonderful.
Easy. Watch your neck there. Come on, let's go. Let's get her out, guys.
But that's what's so great, too. I mean, even Tim Carhart, who played Eric Rayburn, who, mm-hmm. you know, I just thought was so amazing. Mm-hmm. He brought something so special to such a short period. And once again, I just think that it's a very smart aspect of this show. Mm. To bring in these actors who really can fill it out. Carlos, you're such a hero.
Carlos Bernard is hot.
Scoot you over on this couch. What's going on here?
I should ask you the same question, George. I thought you weren't coming back here.
I changed my mind.
Oh, you did.
This makes me
this
really
This must have been
standard.
So much fun to be dirty all day long for however many months.
I'll tell you what, it was fun the first day, but then when you had to come back and put on the dirty, wet clothes over and over again.
Because you feel dirty. Even if it's makeup, you feel dirty.
It's like jumping in a pool, taking off the clothes, and then having to put them back
right,
in.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
The only intel we have left is the database that Paula sent to the... Trust me, it's much more fun than high heels and having to have your necklace on straight every minute.
But you look hot.
Thank you, Sarah. I was feeling a little left out, actually.
And actually, because Dennis Haysbert is so tall, no woman can look too tall next to him, so...
I know.
And you're very tall.
I'm very tall. And in those shoes that Jimmy gave me.
Even taller. But he's... How tall is Dennis? He's got to be, what?
I think he's 6'5".
6'5". And hot.
You're an equal opportunity, Gally.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't you, Sarah? He's hot, and he's hot.
She's hot.
Hot, and he's hot. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
See,
okay,
I thought there was going to be a scene somewhere along the line where you just hop on his desk, you know?
Well, I won't get into that. I won't get into that, but I will say this. Joseph Hodges came with the idea of Palmer's desk based on the Thunderbirds, which is an old puppet series.
Oh, I remember that series.
And then he loaned it to me because we were talking about it because I was complimenting him on his sets. I just think he's a fantastic designer. Mm. And we started talking about it. And he loaned me the DVD because I hadn't seen it in ages. And,
of Thunderbirds?
Thunderbirds.
He has a DVD?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to watch it.
And then it took me months to get it back to him because I'm so flaky. But the desk, if you watch Thunderbirds, you will see President Palmer's desk.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's what a cool. Great idea.
And he's got all the Nelson bubble lamps.
Creep me out, you know?
Thunderbirds are
big eyes, you know?
They're making a film. A live
action
film.
Good piece of trivia.
Desperately tried to get a message to you.
Good. Now, after we found out that CTU had been hit, you still kept from me the fact that you knew 30 minutes earlier.
Dennis and I had so much fun together, and I mean, it all sounds like you know, we're all having so much fun, but it really is true. I was only supposed to be on the show for like 10 episodes. That's a contract I signed, and I kept thinking, you know, I'm out of here, and I almost left, but I had such a great time with everyone, and you know, later on in the season when Dennis and Jude and I spent so much time together, I mean, we really had a great time together, and the crew was coming up and saying, you guys really have, like, a nice little rapport going.
They say that to everybody.
I know. They're so.
Did they tell you yet you should take it on the road?
We'd have flexibility contests. He's actually very flexible for a very tall man.
Oh,
wait,
so
you'd have
sexy
flexibility contests? What does that entail? Please. Expound on that.
I take it all back. I can't even.
Because I'm picturing Dennis in like a splits, doing the splits.
He's really quite flexible.
Really?
And Mark Rabinowitz would always come up to his scene and say, Mishka, you're so bendy. And Dennis is like really quite flexible.
Mishka's
Michelle's
nickname.
This isn't what you're looking
for
as far as us talking, is it? You want to know about process and choices.
Mr.
And
President,
I make no
so
choices.
Flexible.
I have no process. I leave that up to Carlos and Sarah.
Mason's call.
She has almost no chance. See, she even looks beautiful with dirt on her face.
She's...
What's that about?
She's too much. She's too much.
Funny as anything, too.
Punk rock Puerto Rican princess.
I'm not so sure Mason made the wrong call.
Now, was the love developing here... Wait, the love that developed between you guys, was that your idea, or did the writers pose that? How did that come about? Or did it just develop organically?
I walked in the first day of, about a week or two before we started shooting.
This is the moment. This is when Reiko first registered with me. She does so much with nothing.
I'm the one that brought
her. Well, don't call us nothing.
Nothing, baby.
Oh, my God. I mean, look at the actress they put her with. And still she manages to come off... No,
it's
but...
It's too late.
But you were saying,
and
Carlos...
And you do so much with nothing, too. No, but not you guys, but... You've brought so much to this, and it really, it's...
It resonates.
I'm gushing. It's the magic of 24.
Look, they're hot.
Dirty and hot.
Hot, dirty love.
Sarah, I think hot is a code word for you.
I know. I'm gonna find where it is. I feel quite cheapened, don't you?
Yeah, in Australian, hot means something.
At first, I felt complimented. Now I feel like I'm part of some
I feel
sort
used.
Of...
A dirty group?
Come with your lawyer.
Uh-oh.
The president wants to see you.
Do we, by any chance, have a deal with Mac?
Mac? You mean with all the Macs?
With all the Mac computers.
Well, there's a lot of Dells, too, if you notice.
Are there?
A lot of Mac. And you know, last year they had a theory. There was a huge theory out there with all the 24 freaks that... If somebody was working on a Mac, they were a good guy, and if they were working on an IBM-based computer, they were a bad guy.
Interesting theory.
And you know what? You know what? The first season, it worked out that way.
That's outrageous.
Really?
It worked out that way, yeah.
Sir, if this is about...
Good to know.
This is about... You lied to me.
Is that what Lynn told you?
Lynn didn't have to tell me anything.
You can't dismiss me now, sir. Not now. Not in the middle of a crisis. You need me here.
I need someone I can trust.
I made a decision that you couldn't make.
I'm the only one who could make it. And now 27 people are dead.
Collateral damage, sir. Regrettable, but necessary.
What I found interesting is I'm like the special assistant to the president of the United States of America. I didn't even have a desk. I didn't have an office. Forget about having an office. I didn't even have a desk. No, sir. The phones would ring. I'd pick up and then Kresge. Just like random.
Do you know what I found interesting? This guy, Armas. This guy, Armas, what's up with him? You got the OC scoop.
Yeah, well, Armas, because I didn't get it either. Because I'm an idiot, so I had to ask. And he's the guy that we call in to strong-arm people. So when you call him in, it's a big deal.
I understand, but what's his story? I mean, come on.
To know?
Just make one.
What do you mean? Oh, well, early
that's
on,
easy.
When he was living in Morocco,
oh, that's easy.
He was a woman. And look at our action hero.
Joe, I'm out of time.
He's the uber hero.
Oh, he's just so
uber
good. It's
hero.
Not even funny.
Oh, he's always got a machete or a shotgun.
Lourdes, who plays Carrie, you know, said she got a call from her agent's assistant and goes, dude, why are you fucking with Jack Bauer? Why are you fucking with Jack Bauer? And she's like,
It's a TV show.
I got reamed because I, in one episode, asked him what's going on and where are you taking me? And someone on the internet was like, how dare she ask him a question? Like he doesn't know what he's doing. There's a lot of hardcore Kiefer fans.
Drop the weapon, Joe.
I did another series called Homicide, and it was right as that was happening, like when that was first coming into the fore. And we read it a few times. We'd actually, because they'd print it out, and we'd all sit there and read it and have a laugh. And then it just got really kind of strange and too much.
It's not real. You can't base, you know, the general public's real perceptions on this show on a few internet people.
But they are the people who watch it.
But they're not all the people
hardcore.
Who watch it. They're
no.
They're a small group.
No, it probably is representative of what's
I
out
think
there,
a little
but
bit.
I think it is, but I don't think as an actor you want to go reading this stuff.
No. No.
It
can be a little heartbreaking. Oh, we shrunk to a box. God, I can't believe we're at the end.
Oh, it's only
40 I love the endings. Right. I love the way they wrap up this show. You shrink to a box, and then the box pops back out. I remember my first episode, I asked on every scene, I'm like, am I in a box now, or do I take up the whole screen? Because it'll really determine how I act. Am I going to act small, like I'm in a box, I mean big, like I'm in a small box? Oh, there's Nina.
Look at her bad wig they got
what
on
is,
her.
She,
that wasn't
I think
a,
she borrowed
was
yours.
Yeah, that was a wig they had on her. I miss Sarah.
I know. But that opening, when she comes back, ouch.
That was great.
Out. That was so good.
That's
using
great.
All those screens,
yeah.
Having her come in,
shackled.
Chained, shackled, ankles and
she
wrists.
Was excellent.
Dead eye, Jack.
It was a great.
All of those monitors. I mean, they really used those monitors beautifully. I
yeah,
thought,
yeah.
Yay!
Bring back Nina.
End scene.
The music is the best thing.
I love show. The music.
Sean,
that's
seriously.
Also very cinematic.
Oh,
yeah, they usually use like the regular TV music, but
no,
this is very cinematic.
He's really unbelievable.
Fun guys, wasn't it? It was good to see you guys again.
That was really fun. Thank
All
you guys.
Right.
Thanks for tuning in.